Blog Talk Radio.
Say,
no more cloudy days.
They're all
praise the Lord. We are worthy to be praised. God is good all the time. He is good all the time. I love you, God. First of all, I want to tell you thank you for being who you are, and thank you for blessing me every single day so I can praise the world with my voice and praise the world with my knowledge and to speak to them through you, God. You speak through me with your words every single day, and I want to give my testimony today. God has gotten me through so many different things in life. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. Lord. I'm going to tell y'all, people, I was at work. Now, everybody goes to work, and, you know, you go to work, and, you know, we're going through our crisis now, and, you know, it's a lot of things. And, you know, you might not like some people at your job, but you try to maintain, you try to bite your tongue, you know, so you can get through the day. But you know what? Don't let the devil steal your joy. There's a lot of devils out here that want to steal your joy, but you can't allow them to steal your joy because you got to remember that you are blessed every single day and God loves you. Now, I was at my job, and, you know, I work with kids and stuff. Lord have mercy. You know, all I do is try to help these children and you know, pray for them and try to work with them when people just forget about them and people just don't take the time to try to even get to know these children in these schools, you know. Sometimes they don't have the love that, you know, that you got at home. Sometimes they just need a teacher or somebody just to be a mentor to act like you care or that just for them to know that you care. So I deal with these children, and this lady, I don't know if it's she miserable or whatever, but I swear to God, she finds every way in her power to try to insult me indirectly all the time. You ever had just somebody that just can't stand you for no reason? You know, some people can't stand you because you're black. Some people can't stand you because you make too much money. Some people can't stand you just because of the way you live. They just can't stand you just because you're a certain sign. That's ridiculous. A lot of people just mad because they don't know the Lord or they want to be with the Lord, and they see your aura and they see your genuineness and they see that you are blessed and you are worthy to be praised, and they just can't stand it. They just can't stand that glow that you have in the Lord, and the Lord loves you every single day. Now, my thing today for these people is basically don't worry about the people that can't stand you or don't like you because you are praised and you are blessed and you are a honorable Christian and you just live your life righteous and you try to do right upon people as you want them to do onto you. Don't get mad. Don't allow the devil to have power over your blessing. You have to stand up tall and stand with your head erected and dust your shoulders off of the devil. Shake yourself away from the devil. Shake the devil off your shoulders and you proceed to move on and do what you got to do in life. Never, ever, 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 ever allow anybody to hold you back from your blessing. Temptations, and you know how some people say an eye for an eye, two for two. Hey, sometimes we got to turn the other cheek because the devil wants to push us to that point where we just want to lose it and we just want to lose control and we want to get angry and we want to show them the redness and we want to show them the anger that we have in our soul, but the power of God is good. The power of God is awesome. It is stronger than the devil. And whenever you say that you can't say you can't because God will see it through no matter what. When the devil wants to come and put his hands upon you, you say the devil is a liar and you shake it off. You shake it off. There's some haters out here in the world, I swear to God. There's some haters out here in the world. But you know what? The only thing that the proof of a hater is that you're doing something good in your life. You're doing something righteous in your life. And they mad that you're successful and you got a smile on your face. The devil is always mad when you're happy. The devil is always mad when you're walking with God. The devil is always mad when you are getting your blessings. He wants to deny you of your blessings. But you don't allow that to happen. You stand your ground and keep your head erected, and you praise God every single day. And you tell him thank you. Through the good and the bad, you tell him thank you to get you through. Thank you for letting me learn. Thank you for being my father, and thank you for being all that you are. And you might not come when you want me, but you're always on time. You're always on time. We love you, God. Let me just get a moment to give God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm giving God praise because he's an awesome God. I got to give God a clap. Let me give God a clap. This for you, God. Lord, and just we talking about God, I don't know how many of you guys went to go see Madea. I went to go see Madea yesterday. And, you know, it was an awesome movie. Madea goes to jail. And, you know, every movie that Tyler Perry does has a reference to the Bible or to God and, you know, and different meanings in his stories and his plays. And first of all, I want to say, you know, blessings be upon him and his family. He used to be poor. He went through a lot of things, and he made it too, and he accomplished, you know, what he wanted to do in life, and nothing but the blessings of the Lord, you know. And he's an honorable guy, and he's doing his thing, and I was blessings to him. But the thing is, in this movie, Madea goes to jail, even though, you know, Madea crazy, I don't know what had me laughing, tears coming out of my eyes. But there was a thing basically saying in there, like, you know, no matter, just like women that die are loose, there was a young lady that, you know, got raped, you know, and a friend that befriended her in college, and due to the fact that he was starting to become ashamed that, you know, she didn't have that much, and it came from the same neighborhood, but, you know, he became a football player, so I guess that wasn't too much of a good look for him, dealing with somebody that, you know, didn't have too much, and, you know, baby, she was poor, and but at that time he was young. And, you know, he started avoiding her, and the football players had told him to invite her to the party. And eventually, you know, the young lady had got raped, but he knew nothing about it. But it haunted him for a long time. He got older, became a district attorney, and about to get married and all that stuff. And the young lady became, you know, addicted to drugs and ended up being, you know, a lady of the night and walked on the streets. And, you know, but she was different than any of the ladies on the street because she had education, you know, and she could make it through. And all the other streetwalkers said, you better than this. She ended up going to jail and, you know, just, you know, it was a lot of anger and resentment in her heart, you know, from being raped. And, you know, a lot of women, you know, being raped in this life, you know, they go through traumatic changes and they start to feel like maybe it was their fault. They blame themselves or they blame, you know, other people. And, you know, it's hard to deal with the demon, you know, that lie before them, the demons of the abuser, and, you know. And a lot of them go to the point where they turn to drugs to suppress the pain and the hurt and the anger and the shame, you know. So basically in this movie, they talked about forgiveness. For learning to forgive herself. Learning to understand it happened, but she won't be the victim anymore. She won't allow herself to be the victim, and she will move on in her life and be who she is determined to be, who she, her destiny was for her to be righteous and be at one with God. And, you know, God forgives us all for our sins. And learning forgiveness, that's the thing today, learning forgiveness. In life, a lot of us, you know, some people became drug dealers. A lot of people, you know, sold their body in order to survive or to eat or different situations or just did things in their life that they regret. The good thing about God forgives us. If we repent, God forgives us for what we do in life. We do things that we might just, you know, think that it's for the moment and we had to do what we had to do, but we never think about the consequences of doing the things that we do. Even though and yet and still we do these things does not mean that you cannot come out of your dark place and become brand new and be saved and be a good Christian. You are not damned because you sold your soul to the devil at one time, because you sold your body or you sold drugs and you was in the streets and you used drugs. That doesn't mean you can't reclaim yourself and find yourself again with God, because God never leaves you. You might drift away from God, but he's always there. So people, forgiveness, learning to forgive yourself and the things you have done, and even people who have hurt you, raped you, or just took away everything that you knew was yourself. It's time to reclaim yourself today. Throw your hands up and say, look, God, some things I just can't deal with from my past, and I want to conquer them in order for me to move on with my life. So I throw it up to you, God. So you throw it up to his hands, and you say, God, here, take all of me. Help me, renew me. Put your love on me, put your blessings on me in order for me to get through this. It's hard. This isn't something that's going to happen overnight for you to learn forgiveness. God said, thou shalt forgive, but you don't forget. Sometimes in life, it's hard to forgive those who have hurt you, from family, from friends, from your oppressors. It's hard because that anger consumes you and you just learn to just block them out of your mind. But then it eventually comes back to you. One more you live your life, it comes back to you and it haunts you. And it keeps wrapping itself around you and wrapping itself around you, and wrapping itself around you till you explode. And you don't want to be walking around like no time bomb, walking time bomb. And just lose it. We have to learn to forgive. Forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness starts step by step, by first knowing that the situation happened and acknowledging that the situation happened, then addressing the fact of your oppressor or the individual who hurt you, and understanding that at that point in time when they did hurt you, they didn't have the Lord in their heart at that time. The devil is a liar. But due to the fact that you have God and that goodness in you, and you will learn to forgive, you won't forget, but it will make you stronger in who you are. So, forgiveness is the key today. That is today, learning forgiveness in yourself for the things you have done, and understanding that God always gives you a second chance in life. If you're on the street and you're selling yourself, you can come off the street and God still loves you. If you're using drugs, you can come off of the drugs and you will proclaim yourself and your identity and stop using them drugs and God will still love you. If you did some horrible things in your past and you repent and you stop doing that and you say, I'm going to stop, God will still love you. We are all sinners. Our flesh is weak. We were born in sin. We were never born perfect. If we were born perfect, then we would be God. We would be gods. But we are not gods. We are people. We are people. We are flesh. We are born of flesh. We are born of God. But yet we are still filled with flaws. And we have to understand that we are not the perfect human beings that we think we are. We need to understand that sometimes we can fail in life, but we pick ourselves up, and we move on, and we conquer, and we work on our mistakes, we work on our flaws. Just like, you know, that song, "We fall down and we get up." Cause a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. We can get back up again. We can get up. Every time we fall, we can get up again. It's not the end of the world. We can forgive ourselves for our sins. I've been a sinner. I've been through the tests and the trials. I've been through the storm. I've done things that I don't really like at this point in time in my life. But I did it in order to survive. But I made it through. God got me through it. He got me through it. And I made it. I'm here. The storm is over for me. And I never look back on my life and say I'm ashamed. I have stood up and said, hey, I did this. I will never go back to this again in this dark place in my life because I have found God. God loves me. He never left me. I strayed, but he's here for me. He's got me through times when I thought I should be dead. Learning to forgive myself and my sins, learning to forgive people who have hurt me, has gotten me to where I am now. And I thank you, Lord. You are an awesome God, a wonderful God. Let's bow our heads and say a prayer. God, you are an awesome God, a wonderful God, and I call upon you, God, to watch over all of my people of the world, from mothers to fathers to sisters to brothers to my own daughter, to my loved ones, street queens, every last one of them, all of my associates, all of my sponsors and affiliates. I pray for them. I pray that, God, you watch over them and my listeners. Watch over them and the members of my sites. Watch over them and pray to them. And for any negativity that tries to come into their word, please take it away, God. Please watch over them and pray for them. Whatever thing they want to be successful in their life, let it come and let it come to pass for them. Let it happen for them, God. God, let them clear their mind. Let them be able to see their revelation of what path you have chosen for them, God. God, help them answer their prayers and all that they need. Let them be worshiping you, loving you. Let them love themselves before they love anyone else. Let them understand themselves and be true to themselves, God. God, you're an awesome God. You have gotten me through the test and the trials, and you have made me be a wonderful woman, the one that I am now, God. I thank you, God. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you. Thank you for all my listeners and everybody who have been here with me on Lush Radio Gospel. Stay tuned each and every Sunday at 3:30. We love you. Praise the Lord. The storm is over now. Oh.
Storm is over now.